These tips are so actionable, and I know you are driven to get results. And so follow along, but first, just commit with me, okay?
Hey, my name is Jenna Kutcher, and I am obsessed with all things business, marketing, numbers, and helping you to navigate both the messy and the magical seasons of this thing called life. I'm a small town mama who took a $300 camera, grew a successful photo biz, and now I work from home and run a 7-figure online business. I teach you the tried and true secrets to building a career you adore. Shy away from the real talk? No way. Money, hardship, growth, loss, and marketing are all topics we discuss here. Think of this as your one-stop shop for happy hour with a gal pal mixed with business school. Pull up a seat, make sure you're cozy, and get ready to be challenged and encouraged while you learn.
You're listening to the Gold Digger Podcast, episode number 326. Do you guys remember my episode with Amy Porterfield a little while ago about starting a mini course? I have to admit, it was so good. And I heard from so many of you about how you love the idea of a smaller workshop style course, especially for just getting started. I know there are so many of you who have considered creating courses before, but it felt like just too big of an undertaking. And hey, I totally get it. But this is kind of the solution to get your foot in the door without huge stakes or production costs or room for disaster. I promise. Courses are becoming more and more of a big deal, and you can find online courses for all kinds of things. There are ones for sleep training your baby, prepping healthy food for a family, creating beautiful homemade flower arrangements. Like, you can learn anything online these days through a course. And I honestly think it's the best thing ever. And the way of education for the future. But today, I want to speak to those of you who are securely on the fence of creating your own course. You've been thinking about it and feel inclined to maybe, possibly, potentially jump in, but something's holding you back. So on the fence, use it. In that episode with Amy, which was episode 291, if you're interested in scrolling back and giving it a listen, we broke down ideas on how to create your unique workshop or mini course. So a workshop course is a 1 or 2 hour training that you can either do live or pre-recorded that gives instant results or clarity to your students. It's not a webinar because people will actually be paying to learn from you. And when they pay, they're way more inclined to implement your approach and take action. I mean, free content is great, but when it's free, there's less motivation for people to put the lessons and advice into action. You know what I say? When people pay, they pay attention, even if it's just for a short, actionable lesson like a mini course. So today, I want to break down how you, yes, you, can create your very own mini course and make $1,000 in 1 month. You might have a new online business or one that's 5 years old. Either way, if you felt a little tug to do this course thing, then this episode is for you. I'm going to walk you through a 4-week game plan that you can take and use to create your very own workshop course this month. Are you ready? Let's dive in.
What is your next big idea? I know you already have the ingredients to take what you know and turn it into the life and the business that you love. So let's figure out exactly what that looks like. Take the Bank on Your Genius quiz at jennakutcher.com/bizquiz. Do you want to know the 3 secrets that keep my business growing and have totally transformed my life into the vision I've always dreamed? They're the core advice I gleaned from my business coach, Dean Graziosi, and you can get them at jennakutcher.com/3secrets. That's jennakutcher.com/3secrets. Hey, Gold Digger, we want to hear from you. This show, it exists to serve you. So let us know what you want so that we can make the show even better. Take the 5-minute survey at jennakutcher.com/survey, share your thoughts, and you'll be entered to win my entire suite of courses. That's jennakutcher.com/survey. Okay, time for the show.
Before I teach us, I just want your buy-in. If you are listening to this episode, imagine with me, if you committed to following these steps that I'm going to share today and earning $1,000 in the next 30 days, like what would that look like? How could that change your life? I want for you to imagine that right now. Close your eyes. What would that look like for you? Because these tips are so actionable, and I know you are driven to get results. And so follow along. But first, just commit with me, okay? So number one, we have to start with picking a topic. And choosing a topic is one of the biggest hangups I hear from people wanting to get into course creation. They don't think they have enough expertise or enough knowledge to help others yet. But the sincere truth is, if you've gotten results for yourself in any area of your life in the past, you can teach others your method, especially in a mini course format where you don't need a million bells and whistles or an all-inclusive guide to figuring out your entire life. It could totally be something you've used to transform or build your business, but it definitely doesn't need to be business related if you don't want it to be. Maybe you were able to create a simple and attainable training plan for a marathon after never running a mile in your life. Maybe you have a system for how to bake the best gluten-free pastries like ever. Or maybe you have some serious gardening know-how or budgeting hacks or time management gold. My point is this, and I say this all the time, we are often so close to our own genius that we usually can't even clearly see what it is that we have to offer the world. So my advice to you is to simply start with a list. Write down everything you've done in your personal, family, and business life to create a result that's been impactful to you or others around you. Think right now. How have you shortened the learning curve? What have you researched extensively? What have you implemented to make a difference? When did you learn a new skill? Or how have you just added more joy to your life in a super effective way? When I had Amy on the show, I literally spitballed 5 different courses I could make that have nothing to do with my business, from teaching others how I went fully gluten-free and hacks to stay gluten-free when you love carbs and bread like I do, to marathon training. Like, did you guys know that Drew and I have run 2 full marathons together? To creating a course on self-love or a demo on how to edit photos using presets or a lesson on how to run an Airbnb from afar. I mean, these are all mini courses I could easily pull together for a masterclass and charge money for. Don't overcomplicate it. You know things, and the things that come easy to you or the things you find yourself researching when you should be working, those are likely things that you know that you can share. Those things are likely your superpowers. These are the things that you are actually an expert on because you have personal experience creating results with them. It doesn't matter if you're the only person you've created results for so far. The fact that there are results, even if it's just your own, is proof that it can work and is worth teaching. Now let's chat about how you can take this superpower and break it down and package it up in 1 month to deliver to other people who want to know what you know. I'm going to walk you through exactly what you can do in 4 weeks to deliver your mini course to the hands of your audience. Let's get into it. What happens in week one? What happens this first week? Well, first, I want for you to commit to really making this happen for you. We've been talking about pinpointing your superpower, and so you're going to use week one to really nail down the one thing from your superpower list that you feel most inclined to teach on. The trick here is looking at your list and finding the intersection where what is easiest for you to simply start on matches what you're excited about. That's a sweet spot. You don't need to make people $1 million or transform someone's body with a mini course, so don't put the pressure on yourself. Evaluate your list and find the lowest barrier to entry for you and something you're still excited to share with the world. What do you think your followers would get the most value from learning? What about your methods for each of your superpowers is unique or original or different? How can you put your individual spin on the lesson? If you're having trouble even deciphering your superpowers or picking which topics to go with, talk with people you love. Ask them to speak into your areas of genius. Be open with your family members or friends about your hope to help others and ask what they think is your gift that you could best teach on. When we're so close to our gifts, we often can't even realize or see what they are. You might learn something new about yourself when your loved ones tell you how good you are at working through problems or at hosting or whatever it might be. To you, those things are probably just second nature, but to others, it would be valuable to learn the exact things you do to be so good at them. On top of digging into those things that innately come to you, also be thinking about the things that you've researched and learned out of passion or necessity throughout your life. I can think of 1 million things I've had to dig into when life put obstacles in front of me. There's going gluten-free and learning about changes that impacted my fertility, starting a podcast, launching a Shopify store. There's how I cleaned up my skincare routine, sleep training a baby, how to run multiple Airbnbs. Like, it's crazy to think about how much knowledge we unwittingly accumulate in so many areas of our lives when you break it down in this way. Now, when you pick your topic, spend a couple of hours or an afternoon writing a detailed list of the steps you took to learn about, and then implement your topic in order to get your finished result. Like, reverse engineer the whole thing. What did you do differently than others? How is your process more effective or efficient? How can you position it as a process that others will not only want, but need in order to achieve the same end result you did? Now, let me just say, week one is usually the one where people get stuck and never move forward, but not you. No, you are ready for change and ready to finally take action. Once you have your game plan about a topic to teach on, the rest starts to fall into place a lot easier. Remember, if you're getting tripped up on the first assignment, pick the thing that is easiest for you to simply take action on that you're still excited about. You're going to gain confidence with experience, so it's important to just simply start. Now we're on to week two. So spend week two offering to work one-on-one with other people, ideally for free. Reach out to your friends, your email list if you have one, your social media followers, offering a handful of free 30-minute consultations on the topic. Tell them you're doing research to create a resource and you would love to work through the process of delivering value at no cost at all. If you need help in how to present this, here's a script that you can steal. If you already have an audience, then post this out to the masses. But if you're at ground zero, then personalize this message and send it one by one to people who you think you can help. Say, hey, name, I'm working on a project and I'm looking for some help and insight on fill in your topic. I've figured out how to, or I've taught myself how, or I've gotten X results and I want to teach others how to get the same result too. Would you be willing to jump on a 30-minute call so I can ask you a few questions and teach you my process to see if it will work for you just like it worked for me? I won't pitch anything or try to sell you anything. I just want to make sure that what I teach will yield results and you are one of the first people who came to mind. Hopefully, you'll get a handful of people, maybe around 3 to 10, intrigued by your offer for free help and wanting to work with you. This is also going to help prove that you have a viable concept that people need. Set up quick calls with each of them, and as you consult them on the topic, dig into what they really want to know and get from you. Enter those calls prepared to get them to your end result and to explain your process, teaching your method to them. I highly encourage you to do these call outs online too, because that way people will start to get exposed to the fact that you're teaching something, that you're working on something new. It's like you're leaving breadcrumbs to your training. So this can be considered pre-launch marketing. So when you say, hey, I'm working on a new project, I'm looking for 3 to 10 people, da 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 da, people are going to start to pay attention and say, oh, Jenna's going to be teaching something about natural skincare. Okay, I'm going to keep my eyes open for that. So listen to the questions that people have on your topic. Make sure your way can actually get them results and uncover any pain points or roadblocks that they might face. Really dig into their goals and mindsets and language and use the feedback to determine how you could best deliver your message and lesson in a concise and actionable way for your audience. Take all of that feedback to refine your message and ensure your method is clear and easy to follow for everyone. The last thing you want is for your result to get muddied by a complicated or an unclear message. So really work to get the process down to its bare bones. You want to deliver the quickest and easiest way for them to get results. Now, I want to caution you right now, because as you start to become an educator, one of our tendencies, especially when we start to charge money, is that we want to throw in all the bells and whistles. Like, we want to have an 18-module program with 3 workbooks and 50 pages of resources. And the truth is that is not what this is. This is a mini course, a workshop, a 1 to 2 hour training. You want to go from start to finish. And truth be told, the way that the education system is going is that people don't want all those features. They want a very clear and easy to follow roadmap. When I changed my courses from having 18 modules and 50 page workbooks to a 3-process system that you can complete in a day, the value of it actually increased, because people knew that they'd be more likely to follow through and actually get results if they could complete it quicker without all the complication and confusion. So I just want to caution you here and keep in mind that you want to keep this simple. You want to keep it so simple that people will follow through and get the end result. You don't need all the bells, the whistles, and the features.
Let's pause here for a quick message about your future. Yeah, I know something about your future, and I want for you to open your eyes up to it too. The people you long to serve, the world you want to change, the dream life you want to start living ASAP starts with something so simple, a great idea. It's time for you to find yours, and you've already got the ingredients for it. Start here. I crafted the Bank on Your Genius quiz to help you take what you already know and build a life and a business that you love. Knowledge is the new currency, so find out if you have what it takes to take your genius all the way to the bank. All you need is just a few minutes and a let's see what happens kind of attitude. Check and check. You're ready to begin. Take the Bank on Your Genius quiz at jennakutcher.com/bizquiz. That's jennakutcher.com/bizquiz. Would you pay $100,000 to be coached by the best? I mean, that's a hefty chunk of change, but the good news is you don't have to. The expert, my business coach, Dean Graziosi, and after working with him for over a year, I put the three life-changing secrets I learned from him into one free guide for you. Head to jennakutcher.com/3secrets to download it right now. And I'm even including a worksheet he made me to help me get exactly what I want when I negotiate. If you want to know the secret to defining success, advice for negotiating any deal, how to determine what your advantage is, and some never-before-shared stories, it's all in my guide at jennakutcher.com/3secrets. That's jennakutcher.com/3secrets. Okay, so now we're at week three. Now, week three is going to be all about filling your training. So you want to start sharing that you're hosting a 1, maybe 2-hour workshop and that you'll be teaching it online the following week. If you can start sharing this news 7 days before the training, that's the best timing. You should have your blueprint pretty much finalized by now for what you're going to teach and how you're going to teach it. So now it's a time to get people who need your information in their lives to sign up. You can potentially host a training in Facebook Live in a private Facebook group. Otherwise, there's Zoom, Google Hangout, or GoToWebinar. Those can all be options for hosting the training itself. Most of these services are free to use, and there are great resources on how to set them up pretty quickly for a group training. Just head to Google and type in how to host a Zoom conference or whatever option feels easiest to you. Do not let this part hold you back from sharing your gifts with the world. Like, seriously, if you need to just go live in Facebook in a private Facebook group, do it. I don't want tech to be your excuse of not teaching anymore. I'm talking to you. Now, when you start to share, make sure that you have a clearly defined outcome of your training. The most important thing to do is to repeatedly paint that promise. What will people walk away learning? What is the end result for their time spent with you? And how can you clearly explain it? Demonstrate the result that students will get if they attend and apply your workshop course to their lives. You don't want just a generic training like how to get more confidence, because that result is going to look different for everyone. And with that title, it feels so broad that someone might not know if it was made with them in mind. You want your end result to be a SMART goal: specific, measurable, achievable, realistic, and timely. I created an epic episode all about this exact process, reverse engineering results. So if you are getting stuck here, hop to jennakutcherblog.com/reverse if you need a little extra help. The best piece of advice I can offer here is to simply start by just sharing on social media. Talk about your training. Now, if you have the ability to create a page online where people can read about the training, understand their commitment, both time-based and financially, pay to save their spot and join, that is golden. And you can create a very simple landing page, likely in your email service provider. Or if you don't have one of those yet, you can post onto Facebook, have people slide into your DMs or your direct messages, and then send them PayPal links in order for them to pay your fee. I want to give you permission here to not have a perfect system, but to put on your thinking cap on how you can simply get a list of people who are going to take the training and a means to collect their payments. Do not overcomplicate this part. You just simply need to get started and you can create fancy systems later. You have my full permission. Now, be super intentional in week three. I want you to be showing up on social media, showing your face. And you've heard me talk about this before, but showing your face in both your Instagram stories and your feed will allow people to see you and get to know you. Not just your voice, not just your written words, not just photos of flat lays or your pretty kitchen. I want people to fall in love with you and trust you. So show up for it.
Now, advertising your mini course or training might take a bit of a shift of mindset for you. And let me explain. If this is your first course and you just discovered the superpower you want to share and teach with others, it can be so easy to feel like a fraud. Imposter syndrome creeps in and it'll tell you that, hey, you don't really know what you're doing. You don't have value to share. That's why those steps in the first 2 weeks of this process are so vital. Hearing feedback from loved ones and getting that reinforcement is so life-giving. Consulting one-on-one with students to demonstrate that your system actually does work really dang well is the most affirming. So hold tight to those experiences and the fact that you got yourself results first, and that's a huge deal in itself. As you're pushing out the date for your workshop course, share with authenticity that you care for your people because you know and believe this process works and can work for them if they give it a try. When you believe in your offer with genuine enthusiasm, it translates and other people will start to believe in it too. Now, trust me, I know that I'm asking you to go out on a limb, especially if you don't currently have a business. Sharing that you're teaching something and charging money for it on your personal Facebook page or your Instagram page might feel really weird, but I want to encourage you here. If you got even one person to sign up, that's proof of concept. That's proof of value. And if you can imagine finding 20 other people or 30 other people or 100 other people just like that one person, then you are on to something. Whenever I put out a new offer, I just wait for that first sale because I'm like, if there is one person, then there are more people just like them who will see that value and be willing to invest in that way. And so trust me when I say, I know that I'm asking you to do some really hard, scary things, but also if you believe in how you're going to be serving the world, then it would be a disservice to not get out there and share about it. One other fun fact is that usually the 3 days before your training are when most people sign up. So if you share it 7 days out and you hear crickets, don't panic and don't stop talking about it. We see the most signups closer to the training where people have their confirmed schedules, know that they can show up and are willing to invest. So don't stop talking about it. Don't feel like you can talk about it too much. Because remember, if you're only sharing this on social media, only a small percentage of your followers are actually seeing your posts. So I want for you to dedicate this week to getting the word out. Okay? Now, it is week four. It is go time, baby. I'd recommend presenting towards the end of the week so you have a final few days to advertise and hype your people up, plus a few more minutes to nail down your presentation. So like I said, the 2 days before trainings are when most people join. So you want to keep talking about it, keep building the hype, keep showing up on social media in inboxes. Like you have to have endurance. This is a marathon for a week straight, and I know you've got it in you. Now, if you don't feel comfortable going live or showing yourself on video, you can easily create a slideshow and share your lesson on audio using Keynote or PowerPoint. Like 99% of my webinars are just my voice behind the slides, and it takes the pressure off of me having to have the perfect setup or outfit or anything trivial like that. I want to encourage you here because your masterclass or training, it doesn't have to be perfectly designed or flawlessly executed. Like pretty design and execution are great and everything and can certainly be a goal for down the line. But the mission here is to get your info out into the world and get people results, no matter if it's messy, no matter if it's imperfect. My best trainings ever included the time that my webinar kicked everyone out of it, and we all had to jump back in, and the time when Conley was crying, and I ran up, grabbed her, and nursed her while I taught. Why? Because watching someone imperfectly lead helps others see that they can get results without having to be perfect too. It gives this humanness to the entire thing and shows people that you're showing up authentically you. Like, think about this. This is a 4-week plan. Okay, so you're going to take your idea, you're going to get on the phone and just break down that concept and figure out the steps required to reach that end result. You're going to market it and then you're going to deliver it. It's actually quite simple. And with this plan, you can get people the same wonderful results you've experienced in less than a month from the initial conceptualization of your course idea. And think about it, if you could get just 50 people to pay $20 for the workshop, or 100 people to pay $10, or 10 people to pay $100, you can make $1,000 no matter how you price it and slice it. Seriously, just do the math. The price is definitely going to depend on your offer and how valuable it is, and it's totally fair to start lower and work your way up. Just getting people to spend even a few dollars on your training shows you that there's value in what you do and reminds you that you are worthy to get paid to teach what you know. I mean, I would totally take a 1-hour course on dog training for $20 if you promised I could learn to teach my dogs to stop barking with the snap of a finger. In fact, I'd probably pay $100 for that kind of magic. The less you charge, you'll likely get a higher signup list. The more it costs, the more intimate the group will probably be. And truly, both options are totally okay. This is more of a challenge to show you that you can get people results, to test the market, to learn the process of how to put together a starter course so that you can build on it. And the bonus? You get paid to do it. And each time you host it, you can refine and perfect it. It doesn't need to be this huge production. You don't have to have 500 people sign up. People actually don't care about the production value at all. They just want to get the information quickly and be able to implement it and see results. And after you do it one time, the best part is that you can host it again and again and refine and tweak and pivot as you get better. You could eventually grow the course into a bigger one or turn it evergreen to constantly offer it to your people and to bring in passive income consistently. You get to collect the feedback, help others easily, and the barrier to entry is so low that there's practically no reason not to. Like, just recording this episode makes me want to create a bajillion mini workshops so I can get my knowledge out into the world in a brand new way. I mean, I guess that's kind of what this podcast is, but how cool would it be if people paid $20 to listen, right? So I want to know, like, what are you waiting for? I want for you to take action. You know something that is valuable to other people. And if you are just going to sit on that knowledge for the rest of your life because you're waiting for the perfect presentation, the perfect course, the perfect offer, the perfect email list, you are going to die with that knowledge inside of you. You have this blessed opportunity to impact other people and to make an income along the way. And I don't want you to throw that away. So if you're up for a challenge, I just gave you the 4 steps to 30 days to making your next $1,000 teaching a mini course and changing the world. And I cannot wait to see you do this. So hop on over to Instagram at Gold Digger Podcast and tell me, what are you going to teach on? Like, I want to hold you to it. I want to see your level of commitment. And dang it, I cannot wait to see you get paid for what you know. Let's do it. Until next time, gold diggers, keep on digging your biggest goals, and I cannot wait to see what your mini course is going to teach.
I'm over here giving you a virtual high five because you just finished another episode of the Gold Digger Podcast. Did that go by way too fast for anyone else? If you want more, head over to golddiggerpodcast.com for show notes and all the discount codes from today's sponsors. And if you're looking for a new crew of movers and shakers like you to bounce ideas and ask questions, be sure to join my exclusive community for gold diggers on Facebook. The link's waiting for you at golddiggerpodcast.com.